It's often been said that if a person will confess their sins to Christ, they can be saved. A person might also say that if you have confessed Jesus to the world, then you are saved. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Often, this is where the quotation of the scripture ends. Sometimes people will go forward and they will quote verse 10 of Romans 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Rarely will someone quote verse 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Those three verses are important. They're very important. If the quotation, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, is found in Scripture, and if it follows chapter 10 and verse 9, then what does it mean? Does confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus mean to ask Jesus into your heart? Does it mean to ask God to save you? Or does it mean to ask for forgiveness for your sins? Or does it mean to turn your life over to the Lord? Or does it mean to commit your life to Christ? Or does it mean to accept Christ into your heart? These are all terms that we hear today, and they are rarely questioned as if they are true. The problem is, it's very difficult, seemingly, to find well-known evangelistic associations that will simply preach, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, or repent and believe the gospel, or repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, or he whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life, or, but to as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, or, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing, you might have life through his name, or, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, or, these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, or, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No, it seems too easy for a Baptist to make up a way of works. And so many do. Many evangelicals do. Of course, with the raising of the dead comes the implication that Jesus was dead. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if a person is to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, what does this mean? If a person is to simply do this and believe in their heart that Jesus is raised from the dead and they're saved, then what does it mean? It stands to reason that one is confessing something. So what are they confessing? What is he or she confessing? Probably what is linked to the twin of verse 10. The belief in the heart is that God raised him from the dead. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you're saved. These two things are linked. Confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Paul's not alone on this. Peter even put these two together. The resurrection and the lordship of Christ. He put them together in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 36. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Since God cannot make a dead Savior, Lord, it stands to reason that the resurrection is assumed in Acts 2:36. You see, the resurrection goes hand in hand with confession of Christ as Lord. Many modern versions say, he that confesses that Jesus is Lord and believes in the heart that God raised him from the dead, they'll be saved. So the question number one I have for you, does confession of belief save you? Or does the belief itself save you? If you're trusting what Christ did for you on the cross to take you to heaven, why would you also believe that you must confess that to go to heaven? It seems like double talk. It is as if you are saying you may be human if you confess that you're human. No, actually, you're human long before you confess it, and the confession does not make it so. So what is it saying? Question number two. If confession of Christ as Lord is not necessary for salvation, why is it so closely coupled with it? Now, again, Just like Paul and Peter seem to be given the same message because they are, so also Christ and Paul gave the same message. Listen to this passage in Matthew 10. Whosoever therefore will confess me before men, Jesus says, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Christ makes it clear. Believers, true followers of Christ, will confess Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Paul says, I give to you an understanding that no man speaks by the Spirit of God, calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You see, faith is a gift from God. It is what saves. Confession is closely linked, but is not necessary for salvation. It is much like saying he that gets on the bus and sits down will go to town, but he that does not get on the bus will not go to town. Let me say it again. He that gets on the bus and sits down will get to town, but he that does not get on the bus can sit down all he wants and still will not go to town. A person can confess that Jesus is Lord and still not be a believer. We're talking about a different kind of belief. And it is the kind of belief that is spelled out in verse 11 of Romans 10 that says, whoever believes on him will not be ashamed, will not be put to shame. You see, it is true. A person who confesses with their mouth that Jesus is their Lord is confessing a present reality. Jesus is my boss because he's resurrected. He is the Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the Lord. And the confession does not make one saved. The belief makes one saved, and the confession results from belief, for it says in verse 11 of Romans 10, whoever believes on him will not be ashamed. A person who is trusting only the work of Christ on the cross need not do anything. For confession will certainly come with the belief. That's Romans 10, 9 through 11. There's no need to add to salvation. There's no need to make it a work of confessing, calling, walking an aisle in today's context. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved are the words of Paul, the same words of Paul, and the same Paul who wrote this passage in Romans chapter 10 by aid of the Holy Spirit.